Hey there, mamas, and welcome back to another episode of the Knitting Mamas podcast. Super excited for today's episode, which is for all of you guys out there who are looking to get their knitting journey started but aren't quite sure where to begin. I have the absolutely essential tools every beginning knitter needs to get started for you in this episode. Let's dive in. Hey there, mama. Welcome to the Knitting Mamas podcast. If you're a mom who's tired of feeling exhausted and longing for some well-deserved self-care and rest, you are in the right place. I know that finding time for yourself as a busy mom can feel like an impossible puzzle. But guess what? You don't have to compromise anymore. Hi, I'm your host, Nadine Medina. And just like you, I am a mom, wife, and also a happy knitter. Over my 15 years of motherhood, I have been on a journey to discover how to truly recharge without the guilt and the never-ending quest for perfection. The secret? It's all about progress, not perfection. By focusing on simple routines, natural wellness solutions, and the cozy art of knitting, I found the path to feeling whole and content. And on this podcast, I am sharing it all with you so you can do the same. Are you ready to find simple solutions to set yourself free from mom guilt, to take more time for yourself to truly rest, and to use your knitting skills for a mindful routine that creates space in your life so you can breathe easier? Let's take a deep breath, grab those knitting needles, and say goodbye to mom stress. Together, we'll create a supportive community that encourages you to prioritize self-care while juggling all your responsibilities. Sound good? Let's do this. I would love to invite you to our very next Knit and Chill Circle coming up on April 24th. It's always crazy. We do these once a month, but they come up so very fast. I can't believe how quickly the spring is already coming by or going by, even though so far the weather is still kind of not so springy, at least not here on the East Coast, but I'm hopeful that that's changing soon. Anyway, the Knit and Chill Circle, our very own take some time to do your craft, to be creative, monthly meetup inside of our Mindful Knitting Mamas community on Facebook is coming up on April 24th, and I would love for you to join us. It's a 30-minute event that takes place on a Zoom call, so it's all virtual, and you can join us from wherever you happen to be. We do these around the lunch hour, so for those of you guys who are working, this should be a really nice lunch break. We try to bring our projects because I think it would be fun to get into our knitting projects as we hang out and talk. But if you don't have it handy, no big deal. You can still show up. You can still talk to us. You can ask questions and we can chat. We can relate, you know, about stories about motherhood, anything that comes to mind. These have been super laid back and super fun. And I would love for you to make the time to join us on the next one on the 24th. So make sure you put it in your calendar. Head over to bit.ly/knittingmamas, bit.ly/knittingmamas to join the community if you haven't yet. And once you're in, you will see the Knit and Chill Circle event and you can RSVP for it right there. So let's talk about what you absolutely need in order to get your knitting journey started. For me, when I first got back into knitting, I started with some very basic things. In fact, I only bought a starter kit, a knitting kit from, and mine was from We Are Knitters, which they have amazing beginners kits that you can get, and it comes with everything that you're going to need, including the little needle that you're going to need to sew things together at the very end and to weave in your ends as well. But you can find these kinds of kits also on Lion Brand, so those are really great for beginners. But that's basically all I had when I first, you know, got back into this. I literally had nothing. I don't even know, to be honest, what happened to all my knitting needles that I used to have when I first was knitting way back when. So no idea. It's actually just now coming to mind that I completely lost track of what happened to that. Anyway, so I got the kit and it came with needles, it came with yarn, it came with the pattern, with the little sewing needle that you're going to need to weave in ends, and it came with a bunch of stickers, which is so cute. So that would be all you need if you wanted to get started right away. So I'm going to link up We Are Knitters in the show notes so you can grab your own if that's the route you want to go. Otherwise, let's talk about the very essentials that you're going to need to put together before you actually get started. So number one, obviously you're going to need good needles, and not every knitting needle is the same. I have talked about this in the past. I'm a huge fan of circular needles, so that's definitely one criteria for me that I need for the needles to be, you know, really great. But also I do prefer needles made of metal versus bamboo or wood, because I just like how they slide and slip a little bit better. So for me, it's a better experience, but it's definitely something that's a personal preference. So you might want to go ahead into a craft store and just try them out for yourself and see what you think. My favorite brand, by the way, of knitting needles is called Addi. It's A-D-D-I. And you can buy these knitting needles on Amazon. That's the easiest way to get them. And then there's several retailers who have them available as well. You can just Google Addi, and some retailers will come up either in your area or websites that also sell these needles. Number two, obviously, you're going to need yarn. So there's so much yarn out on the market. If you follow me on Instagram at the Knitting Mamas, you can see a couple that I regularly share. There's some really, really awesome yarn stores out there, and, you know, independent yarn dyers and things like that. And there's so much to choose from. But as a beginner, I highly recommend starting with bulky yarn. And I would also, just in case, go with either a mixed fabric or just completely acrylic, just so that you can be sure that you're not allergic to any of the wool. Plus, those are a little bit on the less expensive side, which I find important if you're not 100% sure if this is for you, and if you just want to kind of figure out if knitting is something that you want to keep going with, and you're just trying it out. So you don't want to spend a bunch of money by buying some very expensive yarn and then you're not going to use it, and it would be such a shame. So for me, a great place to buy yarn that is affordable would be if you want to go in person and touch the yarn and kind of look at the colors the right way, I would recommend going to Joann's Crafts. They carry the brand Lion Brand, which I personally really, really enjoy their yarn. Like, there's so many that they carry too. They have many different styles, you know, different thicknesses, different, obviously, colors, different ways of dyeing the yarn. I mean, there's so many different ones. If I had to pick two favorites that I would recommend to start out with from Lion Brand, write this down. So Lion Brand, you can either go to lionbrand.com or you can go to Joann's, who carry them as well. I believe Michaels might carry some of them too, but I know the selection at Joann's is huge. Number one is the Thick and Quick. That is... hang on, I'm sorry. Let me back up. It is called Wool Ease. So wool and then the word ease. Thick and Quick. So it's a mix of natural fibers and synthetic fibers, which is really perfect for beginners, I think. And it's a really thick yarn that knits up super quick, which, if you heard me talk about beginner projects before, I think is the best way to get started, because you're going to see your definition of your stitches really easily. It's not, you know, something that is hard to count or backtrack. And you're going to get your project done in record time. And I think that's a great thing, especially if you're beginning, so that you actually see your accomplishment right there in front of you really, really fast. The second one that I really love is from one of my favorite designers, Two of Wands. She's also on Instagram. And it's called Hue and Me. So Hue, like the color Hue, H-U-E, and Me. So you can type that into the search either on the Lion Brand page, or you can go to Joann's, because they have this yarn there too. They may not have all the colors, but at least you will get a feel for it. And you can look at the colors that they actually carry. Love, love, love that yarn so much. So the third thing that you need is a place to learn your basics. Like, you need to learn how to cast on. You're also going to want to learn how to cast off. And you would preferably learn the two basic stitches, the knit stitch and the purl stitch. You can get really far with just the knit stitch, but I think it's best to just learn them both at the same time, because then you can achieve the really beautiful stockinette pattern, But of course, if you're only learning the knit stitch, the very, very, very simple basic one, you can also knit an entire sweater just in that stitch, which I find so fantastic. I mean, I'm telling you, there are so many reasons why knitting is the craft to pick up for somebody who is a complete beginner, who just wants to get back to being creative and trying to find something that they can take, you know, anywhere and just indulge in when they have a minute. This is it, moms. So I have a YouTube channel. You may have seen it. I'm going to link it up below in the show notes. And there is an entire playlist of beginner videos that show you the basics. Like I said, cast on, cast off, knit purl stitches. But I'm also showing you various other things that you might need, how to weave in your ends and how to actually take care of your knits, things like that. So we have a couple of videos on there that you are welcome to watch. I'm going to put the link below so that you can go straight to that playlist. But that's definitely the next step after you got your materials. You want to start watching some videos. I highly recommend having the videos up and rewind, keep rewinding them and just go practice, 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 practice. Trust me when I tell you this, I still today have to look up some stuff when it comes to knitting, like actually quite a bit of stuff. I don't know everything. I'm not a master. I love the craft so much and I'm always, always open to learn more. And sometimes I Google or YouTube stuff. And, you know, when it's something that I either haven't done at all or something I haven't done in a while and it's just I forgot because there's a lot of different abbreviations that I sometimes forget even though I've done them before. But if you don't do it all the time, you know, you just tend to forget. So I have to go back, watch a video, and I just pull up the video right next to it and then I knit. And if I don't get it, I go back and I try it again. And I just keep going until I'm like, oh, okay, I remember that. And sometimes I have to even make notes on my pattern to make sure that I remember, okay, so I have to go from underneath or from above or this or that way. And, you know, just keep learning. That's the beauty about this craft, that there's never a moment when you have it all figured out. And I think that's so, so nice because it doesn't only continue to challenge you, which is great. It's, you know, I think it's so awesome to not just be bored with something. But it also continues to create new things that you have not done before in the past. And you get to show them off when you're done. And people are going to be like, whoa, you made that? Amazing. So get ready for that. It's just awesome. And if you feel in the beginning like you're not quite getting the hang of it, I encourage you to just keep going. There is a bit of a learning curve, but you totally got this. So the fourth thing that I would highly recommend to all of you beginners out there who are listening to this podcast, by the way, thank you so much for being a listener, is to find a supportive community. Our Facebook group is one of those places. I'm not saying that you have to come into our Facebook group, but it is there. We have some beginners in there, and that is who is aimed to be part of this community. And I would love to invite you to it. So if you want to just kind of check it out, you know, you don't have to participate. You can just, you know, peek in and see what we're up to. But you can ask any question in there. I'm going to do my very best to help you and answer. And if there's ever anything that you really want to know where you're like stuck or, you know, you just want to talk to me, come into the Knit and Chill Circle once a month and you can get those questions answered by me. So with all that said, again, just a quick reminder, if you are a total beginner and you want to get into it, number one, get yourself some really good needles. Number two, look into some good quality but affordable yarn. Again, just in case you're not going forward with this craft, which I would find such a shame, but it's possible, you're not out a bunch of money and feel like it was a big waste. Number three, get into the YouTube channel or find your own. If you don't like my videos, go ahead and see if there's something that is fitting your learning style a little bit better. For my videos, it's going to be in the show notes, so you can just go ahead and watch those. Reach out to me with any questions. And number four, find yourself a great community. We happen to have one. It is bit.ly/theknittingmamas for our Facebook community that we are so excited to welcome you into. So again, as a reminder at the end of this episode, everyone starts as a beginner. and we are here to guide and support you. And I can't wait to welcome you into our community and hopefully hear you next time on this podcast. Hey mama, I hope you've soaked up some great ideas from today's episode. Remember, a happy mom makes for a happy fam. If today's chat hit home with you, it would mean the world if you could leave a 5-star written review on iTunes. Your review will help other moms discover our community and embrace guilt-free self-care. Also, if you're scrolling through Instagram, why not snap a screenshot of this episode for your stories? Don't forget to tag me at The Knitting Mamas so that I can shout you out on my page as well. Plus, that way we can stay connected and spread the self-care magic. Oh, and have you heard about our cozy Facebook community? It's a guilt-free zone where we share relaxing routines, essential oils, and knitting adventures, and so much more. Come join us today at bit.ly/knittingmamas and let's unwind together. Until we chat again, take care, mama. And remember, looking after yourself is not selfish. It's essential for that balanced life. Catch you soon right here on the Knitting Mamas podcast.